2. Eddie ordered a gin and tonic. Maybe not such a good idea to be going into New York Customs drunk, and he knew once he got started he would just keep on going, but he had to have something. "When you gotta get down and you can't find the elevator," Henry had told him once, "you gotta do it any way you can, even if it's only with a shovel." Then, after he'd given his order and the stewardess had left, he started to feel like he was maybe going to vomit. Not for sure going to vomit, only maybe, but it was better to be safe. Going through customs with a pound of pure cocaine under each armpit with gin on your breath was not so good. Going through customs that way with puke drying on your pants would be disaster. So better to be safe. The feeling would probably pass, it usually did, but better to be safe. Trouble was, he was going cool turkey. Cool, not cold. More words of wisdom from that great sage and eminent junkie Henry Dean. They had been sitting on the penthouse balcony of the Regency Tower, not quite on the nod, but edging toward it, the sun warm on their faces, done up so good, back in the good old days, when Eddie had just started to snort the stuff and Henry himself had yet to pick up his first needle. "Everybody talks about going cold turkey," Henry had said, "but before you get there, you gotta go cool turkey." And Eddie, stoned out of his mind, had cackled madly because he knew exactly what Henry was talking about. Henry, however, had not so much as cracked a smile. "In some ways, cool turkey's worse than cold turkey," Henry said. "At least when you make it to cold turkey, you know you're gonna puke. You know you're gonna shake. You know you're gonna sweat until it feels like you're drowning in it. Cool turkey is like the curse of expectation." Eddie remembered asking Henry what you called it when a needle freak, which in those dim, dead days, which must have been all of 16 months ago, they had both solemnly assured themselves they would never become, got a hot shot. "You call that baked turkey," Henry had replied promptly, and then had looked surprised, the way a person does when he said something that turned out to be a lot funnier than he actually thought it would be, and they looked at each other, and then they were both howling with laughter and clutching each other. "Baked turkey. Pretty funny. Not so funny now." Eddie walked up the aisle, past the galley to the head, checked the sign, vacant, and opened the door. "Hey, Henry, oh great sage and eminent junkie big brother, while we're on the subject of our feathered friends, you want to hear my definition of cooked goose? That's when the customs guy at Kennedy decides there's something a little funny about the way you look. Or it's one of the days when they got the dogs with the PhD noses out there instead of at Port Authority, and they all start to bark and pee all over the floor, and it's you they're all just about strangling themselves on their choke chains trying to get to. And after the customs guys toss all your luggage, they take you into the little room and ask you if you'd mind taking off your shirt. And you say, 'Yeah, I sure would. I'd mind like hell. I picked up a little cold down in the Bahamas, and the air conditioning here is real high, and I'm afraid it might turn into pneumonia.' And they say, 'Oh, is that so? Do you always sweat like that when the air conditioning's too high, Mr. Dean?' 'You do. Well, excuse us all to hell. Now do it.' And you do it, and they say, 'Maybe you better take off the T-shirt, too, because you look like maybe you got some kind of a medical problem, buddy. Those bulges under your pits look like maybe they could be some kind of lymphatic tumors or something.' And you don't even bother to say anything else. It's like a center fielder who doesn't even bother to chase the ball when it's hit a certain way. He just turns around and watches it go into the upper deck. Because when it's gone, it's gone. So you take off the T-shirt and, 'Hey, looky here, you're some lucky kid. Those aren't tumors, unless they're what you might call tumors on the corpus of society. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Those things look more like a couple of baggies held there with scotch strapping tape. And by the way, don't worry about that smell, son. That's just goose. It's cooked.' He reached behind him and pulled the locking knob. The lights in the head brightened. The sound of the motors was a soft drone. He turned toward the mirror, wanting to see how bad he looked, and suddenly a terrible, pervasive feeling swept over him, a feeling of being watched.